On to our next story. The occupied territories' Israeli troops are making more arrests as they press ahead with their search campaign for three missing settlers in the occupied West Bank. 17 Palestinians, including a lawmaker, were detained overnight across the occupied West Bank. According to Palestinian officials, over 400 people so far have been arrested since the teenagers went missing 2 weeks ago. Several Palestinians have also been shot dead during the search operations, triggering widespread condemnation. Israeli warplanes have also intensified airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Tel Aviv accuses Hamas of abducting the settlers, but the resistance movement denies the charge. Correspondent Hanna Kassis joins us from occupied Ramallah to tell us the latest on the push by Israel and the latest arrests that has occurred. Hanna Kassis, I think it's 2 weeks now, maybe longer, and our report indicates 400. I thought it was 500. Where do things stand right now?
Well, right now, this Israeli arrest campaign started less than 2 weeks ago. And so far, according to several human rights and prisoner support organizations, as well as the Palestinian Ministry of Prisoner Affairs, Israeli forces have abducted over 500 Palestinians so far in less than 2 weeks. The latest arrest raid took place last night, mostly in Hebron, where Israeli forces arrested 17 Palestinians, 13 of which Tel Aviv accuses to be activists in the Islamic resistance movement of Hamas. Six other Palestinians were assaulted, including a 13-year-old handicapped boy. And another Palestinian was injured as well from shrapnel when Israeli forces exploded through his front door. So this has just been what has happened this morning. And most of these raids have been taking place in Hebron al-Khalil, in that area of the southern area of the West Bank. The Israeli forces concentrated mostly on Dura and Beit Umar of Hebron this morning. And there were also Israeli raids throughout the rest of the occupied West Bank.
There was a report that said that when Israel makes some of these arrests, that that Israel is arresting people who are affiliated to Hamas. And then those people are treated harshly or more, severely than regular people who get arrested. I find it very alarming that they're arresting people just by mere affiliation, how they determine that. And also, I'm wondering how severe are they treating these people? Do you have any details behind that?
Well, we have several details behind it, but Israeli forces pretty much treat every Palestinian prisoner in the same manner. Every Palestinian being detained in this period, and the ones that lawyers actually have access to, have reported the same Israeli violations during the arrests and after the arrest as well. As far as their affiliations, none of that is proved so far, because most of the Palestinians arrested during the past few weeks have been charged with administrative detention orders, meaning that there are no charges against them in any court, so they are not charged of any activity. And membership in any of the Palestinian factions isn't even mentioned in that aspect as well. So it's not as if they're arresting people because they're charged with being Hamas, because they're not really being charged with anything at this point. And that's pretty much the reason why about 200 Palestinians were on a hunger strike for so long, is because they have been in Israeli jails for years on end without having any charges pinned against them. And this is the number of these administrative detainees is now increasing after this latest Israeli arrest campaign.